بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 12th session of Arabic lessons in Hadith level 2, يعني مستوى الثاني. Islamic University of Medina Arabic program. And today, inshallah, we're going to take the 12th Hadith from our book. The hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, hadith that's reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, yani muttafaqun alayh. But before we look at today's hadith, we want to quickly review a few of the hadith that we had in the past. And in the past 2 weeks, we reviewed the first 7 hadith. Alaykum salam. Last week we reviewed number 5, 6, and 7. And we said that today, I told you last week that today we're going to review the next few hadith, 8, 9, and 10, if we have enough time, inshallah. And the following week we'll review the next few hadith. And each week, inshallah, in the beginning of the class, we're going to try to review some of the hadith according to the amount of time that we may have, depending on the length of the discussion of that week's hadith. So, let's go back to hadith number 8. Who would like to recite from memory? Wa alaykum salam. Hadith number 8. Yumkin. Give him some room up there.
Abu Tabak.
There you are.
Abu Tabak.
Naam. Jazakallah khair. Naam, Shuaib. Help of somebody. Al-Ghanawi.
Abi Marfadin Al-Ghanawi radiallahu anhu qal Samihtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la
Yaqul
Yaqul la tusallu ila al-kuburi wa la tajlisu alayha. Rawahu Muslim.
Rawahu Muslim, mashallah. Yani the hadith of who? أبي مرثد الغنوي رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تصلوا إلى الكبور ولا تجلسوا عليها. رواه مسلم. رواه مسلم. Okay, somebody tell me the meaning of this hadith. Meaning of this hadith. نعم.
Yes.
نعم. Abi Marathadin, the father of Marathadin, Al Ghanawi, Naam. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say,
do not sit at the graveyard, do not pray at the graveyard, la to salmi, la to
go, ila,
don't pray to the grave, and do not sit.
And do not sit upon it. Pay attention to the prepositions, brothers, please, because the meaning could be very different. Yani if you say ila or ala, they're not the same meaning, okay? Yani the meaning of this hadith, what? That he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, la tusallu ila al-kubur, don't pray towards, yani in the direction facing the graves, wa la tajlisu alayha, and do not sit alayhi, ala. Do not sit upon the graves. Do not sit upon the graves. Naam. And this hadith is reported by Muslim. Okay, second hadith. Hadith number 9. The hadith of who? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, reported by who? Anybody? Muttafaqun alayhi. Muttafaqun alayhi. Okay, who wants to recite from memory? Naam, Nasir.
An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, qala sami. سألتُ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أحب إلى الله
مضاف إليه مجرور
أي العمل أحب إلى الله قال الصلاة في وقتها
As-salatu ala waqtiha.
As-salatu ala waqtiha, naam.
Qultu thumma ayyun. Qala birrul walidain. Qultu thumma ayyun. Qala al-jihadu fi sabilillah.
Definitely. Jazakallah khair. Now, this hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Sa'altu, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali, Ayyul amali, Ahabbu ilallah, meaning, which deeds are more beloved, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, the first one, what? As-salat ala waqtiha, yani prayer in its time, and in some of the narrations in the beginning of its time. Qultu thumma ayyun. Then I asked which, yani which is next, most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, being dutiful, birru walidain, being dutiful, respectful, kind, charitable, generous, being good to your parents. Qultu thumma ayyun. I said, then which? Yani, then what after that? And he said, Al-jihad fi sabilillah. Yani, striving in the way of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And this hadith is muttafaqun alayhi, meaning reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, the 10th hadith. The 10th hadith is narrated from who? Naam. Who is it narrated from? Anybody? Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu. And it's reported from which book? Al-Bukhari. Okay, somebody else. Who didn't recite? Somebody who didn't recite today. Somebody recite from memory. Naam. Murshid. One more time. One word. Just one small word, missing. Take your time. Danny. Khayrukum.
Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamahu.
Rahul al-Bukhari. Okay, so this hadith is from Uthman, and Uthman radiallahu anhu. We mean by Uthman who? Which Uthman?
Third Khalifa.
The third Khalifa, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. He said, Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khayrukum, meaning? The best of you is who? Man ta'allam al-Quran. Who learned the Quran. Wa'allamahu. And teaches it. The best of you is the one who learns the Quran and who teaches it. That was hadith number 10. And last week we had hadith number 11, right? Last week. Who remembers last week's hadith? Who didn't recite yet? Last week's hadith. Who didn't recite yet? Okay, we'll save it for another time because all of you recited already. No. You didn't recite any hadith? Okay. Oh, you translated? Okay, hadith number 11. Hadith number 11. Go ahead. Loud and clear. Help him, somebody. Abu Dawood. Hadith of Ibn Umar. Yani, who is Ibn Umar? What's his name? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La tamna'u nisa'akumul masajida wa buyutuhunna khayrun lahunna. Okay, what is the meaning of La tamna'u nisa'akumul masajid? Walaykum salam. Do not prevent your women from going to the masjid. وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ
لَهُنَّ
Their houses are better for them. Yani, what does it mean, their houses are better for them? They're praying. Their prayer in their houses are better for them than the prayer in the masjid. Hadith Rahu Abu Dawood. Abu Dawood. And also Imam Ahmad and Bayhaqi and Sunan reported it also. Naam, and others. طيب إن شاء الله these are the hadith that نعم could be يعني it's not crystal clear but يعني could be يعني okay after this today's hadith is hadith number 12 and this hadith Yani is a hadith which shows the virtues, the excellence, and superiority of prayer in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over prayer in other masjids. Yani superiority over prayer in other masjids. And this hadith is narrated on the authority of Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatun fi masjidi hadha khayrun min alfi salatin fi ma siwahu illa al-masjid al-haram. Muttafaqun alayh. Okay, this hadith, first thing we remember is what? This is a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. And he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salatun fi masjidi hadha khayrun min alfi salatin fi ma siwahu illa al-masjid al-haram. Muttafaqun alayhi. Okay, the meaning of this hadith, salatun, meaning?
A prayer.
Yani one prayer, whether it's obligatory prayer or voluntary prayer. One prayer, fi masjidi hadha, in this masjid of mine. Yani fi masjidi, in my masjid. And hadha is a not, giving a further description, definition to masjidi, this masjid of mine. Salatun fi masjidi hadha. Yani one prayer in this masjid of mine is khayrun, better than what? Alfi salatin. Yani alfi salatin. What? 1,000 prayers. Fi ma, and whatever, siwahu, is besides it. Yani siwahu ghayruhu. Fi ma, yani siwahu. Siwahu means ghayruhu. Yani other than it. Yani is better than 1,000 prayers in whatever is other than it. Yani in any other masjid. Illa, with the exception of what? Al-Masjid al-Haram. Al-Masjid with fatha, al-Harama with fatha. Okay, so the meaning is what? One prayer in this masjid of mine, yani the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Al-Madina, is better than 1,000 prayers in any other masjid besides it, with the exception of the sacred masjid, yani Al-Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. Okay, let's just look at it a little bit, yani quickly, in terms of grammar, to help us to remember and understand what we're reading. Salatun is the mubtada marfu'un, fi masjidi, in my masjid hadha, khayrun is better, yani is the khabar, khayrun marfu'un, min alfi, yani this harf jar, and this is what? Ism majroor, min alfi, got kasra, following a preposition, right? Majroor. Salatin is also majroor, why? Mudaf to alfi. Mudaf, mudafun ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. Min makes this majroor, and this being an idafa makes this majroor. Min alfi salatin fi, in ma, whatever, siwahu, is besides it. Siwahu, ghayruhu. Yani siwahu is one of the adat of istithna, which is a long topic. We're not going to talk about it today, but there are different words in Arabic language that are used for exception. One of them that's very well known to us is ghayr, right? Yani, we know this very well, you know, ghayr, other than, right? And also, there's siwa, which is a noun. Yani, illa is a particle, and ghayru and siwa are nouns, and there are also two verbs that are used for exception. So there are different instruments for exception that are used in Arabic language, and from amongst them is siwa, and from amongst them is illa. So these are particles of exception, meaning when you want to say, everybody came except so and so. We ate all of the food in the house except such and such, and so on. Okay, so the words that are used for this in Arabic are one particle, that is illa, two nouns, siwa and ghayru, and two verbs, ma'da and ma'khala. And we're not concerned about that now, we just mention it as a point of information to know that there are different words that are used in the Arabic language for exception. Okay, khayrun is better, and one prayer, after all of this, is better than 1,000 prayers in whatever is besides it, in other than this masjid, the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, with the exception of al-masjid al-haram. And here note that al-masjid al-haram is mansub with fatha. And al-masjid is mansub with fatha, and haram is a not describing it, so it also has to be mansub with fatha. And the reason why it's mansub is related to this istithna. And again, I'm saying this is a long topic, we're not going to look at it now. But the point is, when there's istithna, sometimes the word might be, usually more likely it is mansub, but sometimes it could be majroor, and sometimes it could be marfoon also. It's not always mansub. But anyway, that's another topic that those who are in the fourth level, inshallah, will be studying in the next few weeks, inshallah, sometime in the near future. Okay, so this, any question about the meaning of this hadith, or the words, or the grammar? Any question, something that's not clear in this hadith? Again, the hadith is from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatun fi masjidi, my masjid, hadha, this masjid of mine, khayrun, yani is khayrun, better than, afdal, min, then, alfi salatin, 1,000 prayers, fi ma siwahu, in other than it, illa al-masjid al-haram, except al-masjid al-haram. Can somebody take the sister's attendance clipboard on top of the telephone at the door at the entrance to the sister's area? There's a clipboard there with the attendance for the sisters. Tayyib, any question about this hadith? The wording, the grammar, anything that's not clear? Now. Ma, yani is al-mawsoola. Yani fi al-ladhi. And that which is besides it. Yani, there's ma al-mawsoola and men al-mawsoola. And then we know, yani, there's alladhi, allati, alladhina, right? So this means that which is, yani, besides it. It here, who is referring back to what?
Allah.
1,000 prayers in whatever, in any other masjid besides it. Referring to what?
Masjid.
Masjidi hadha. It's referring back to my masjid. In any other, in anything other than it. Other than, yani siwa hu. Who is referring back to my masjid?
So that word only siwa is the word?
Siwa is the word of exception. Siwa. And hu is the pronoun that's referring back to masjid. Okay, so this word is siwa. Naam, siwa, other than. Yani means the same as ghayru. Tayyib, any other question? Okay, let's recite the hadith together, yani slowly. Huh? An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatun fi masjidi hadha. صلاة في مسجدي هذا خير من ألف صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد الحرام. Okay, somebody recite it from memory. This hadith for today, from memory. Now.
An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
salatun fi masjidi hada
it's better than
khayrun min
1000
alfi
it's mudaf
alfi salatin fima siwahu
al-harama. Tayyib, ahsant. Who has recorded this hadith? Somebody, who knows who? Muttafaqun alayhi. Okay, let's look at what they said concerning this particular hadith. Let's see what has been said concerning this hadith in our book on page 28 on the top of the page, Ad-Darsu Al-Thani Ashara, the 12th lesson. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatun, that's the first word that came, fi masjidi hadha, that's the next word we're going to look at, khayrun, we're going to also look at that even though there's no note on it, min alfi salatin fima siwahu, we're going to look at that, illa al-masjid al-haram, and we're going to look at this word, yani this expression. Okay, so the first thing we see in the notes underneath the hadith muttafaqun alayh is salatun. What is the meaning of salatun here? A salatun wahidatun. Salatun wahidatun, yani salatun means one prayer, and we can add to this yani fardan kana aw nafilan, even if it was fard or even if it was yani obligatory prayer or voluntary prayer, one prayer yani, whether it is a obligatory prayer, an obligatory prayer, or a voluntary prayer. Salatun yani salatun wahidatun, fard or nafil. Masjid hadha, the meaning of it is a means i.e. al masjidu an nabawiyyu, al masjid an nabawi. What is al masjid an nabawi? Masjid of the Prophet, yani nabawi is nisba, yani relating back to an-nabi, nabawi, an-nabi. Like you say, the person or something that is from America, you say Amriki. Something that's from Sudan, you say Sudani. Something that's from Africa, you say Afriqi. So something related to the Nabi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you say nabawi. Al-masjid an-nabawi. Yani masjidi hadha, this masjid of mine means al-masjid and Nabawi, yani which is where?
In
Al-Madina.
Al-Nabawiyya.
Nabawiyya. Don't say Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, because we already talked about this so many times. Munawwara, yani, is an inscription going back to the false belief of the Sufis that it is the city of light, because the Prophet was created from light, not from the earth like other human beings. Okay, so it's better that we use a proper expression to describe, yani an honorable expression to describe the city of the Prophet, Al-Madina An-Nabawiyya, attributing back to the Prophet himself. And there are other names that are given for this city that are correct. Okay, so Masjid Hadha means Al-Masjid An-Nabawi in Al-Madina An-Nabawiyya. After this, the next word that came in the hadith is Khayrun. They didn't make a note about Khayrun, but I want to note that this word khayrun, it means better than, afdal. But here, the khayr, or the, yani, its superiority or excellence, is in reference to the thawab, the reward that one gets for that one prayer in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is superior to the reward, the thawab, that a person gets for praying in any other masjid. It doesn't mean that this one prayer credit gives you credit for 1,000 prayers. Yani meaning, if you missed 1,000 prayers, you didn't pray for 20 years, you say, you know, I'll pray one masjid here, I get 1,000 prayers. That'll make up for 1,000. No, it doesn't mean that. It means the thawab, the reward. Okay? It doesn't mean that it counts for you performing 1,000 prayers, but the reward that you will get will be equal to that. Otherwise, any prayers that you miss, you have to work on that. You have to do something. Yani, first thing you're going to do is what?
Tawbah.
Naam. You have a question?
Yes.
The fard salah is greater in reward in general. Naam. Yani, fard is obligatory, right? It's not just greater in reward, but it's obligatory. But the thousand, yani, the reward being khayrun, better than, or like, or equal to, is going to be in reference to obligatory prayers, there, you're going to be better than the reward of 1,000 obligatory prayers somewhere else, except Al-Masjid Al-Haram. And likewise, for a voluntary prayer, the reward for the voluntary prayer in there is going to be better than, or like, or equal to, the reward of 1,000 prayers somewhere else. Okay? But we're not going to equate obligatory prayers to voluntary prayers. We're not going to say that, you know, they are equal. They are not equal. That something is obligatory and something else is voluntary. Naam.
Is that like
Naam. In reward. Like the reward of the person who worships in the night during Laylatul Qadr. The reward is better than not necessarily means that in number. Now.
I forget.
Well,
this call you said that
you
should bring 3,000 books, but Abdullah, well,
Call me late.
Yeah.
I'm here. Love us. Inshallah, we'll work it out. Tayyib. Khair. After that, fi ma siwa, the meaning of fi ma siwahu. Or maybe if you can contact him, Aki, and tell him that, it'll be better that we meet somewhere else, maybe tonight, for Maghrib or Isha. If you can let him know. Inshallah. Okay, the next word, fi ma siwahu, fi ghairihi. Fi ghairihi. Meaning? It's better than the reward of prayers in other than it, meaning the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fourth word that came is al-masjid al-haram, or expression al-masjid al-haram, the sacred masjid, is alladhi bi makkata, the masjid that is in Mecca. Salatun fihi afdalu min miyati salatin fil masjid an-nabawi. And here we're saying what? That the salat in the masjid in Mecca, al-masjid al-haram, the salat in that masjid is superior, is afdal min miyat salatin fi al-masjid an-nabawi. That the salat in the sacred masjid in Mecca is better than, 100 times better than, the one prayer in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. And there's a note at the end of this lesson concerning this. It says kama fi hadith Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu in the Ahmad wa ibn Hibban and others. This statement here is based upon a narration that is mentioned in some of the books of hadith, Ahmad ibn Hibban, Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, and other books, from Abdullah ibn Zubayr and from others, that the reward of the prayer in the sacred masjid in Mecca is 100 times better than the prayer in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which would mean that that prayer is what in comparison to other masjids other than the masjid of the Prophet, means that it would be 100,000 times better than the prayer in other masjids except the masjid in Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning the prayer in Mecca, the sacred masjid in Mecca, is 100,000 times better than the prayer in any other masjid except the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. If the masjid of the prayer in the masjid of the Prophet is 1,000 times better than other prayers, and the masjid in Mecca is 100 times better than that, that means 100,000 times better than other places. And this is narrated from Zubair, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhuma, and Jabir and others. In one of the narrations, it mentions salatun, that he, as Abdullah ibn Zubair said, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, salatun fi masjidi hadha afdal min alfi salatin fi ma siwahu illa al-masjid al-haram. What we narrated here, that one prayer in my masjid, this masjid of mine, is better than 1,000 prayers in other than it, except al-masjid al-haram. And then in the narration of Abdullah ibn Zubair, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa salatun fi al-masjid al-haram is afdal, better, min salatin fi masjidi bi alfi salatin, and in most of the narrations said bi miyati salatin. And the prayer in the masjid, sacred masjid in Mecca, is better than one prayer in my masjid, better than it by 100 prayers, 100 times better. And the other narrations of this hadith, with similar wording in the Musnad of Humaydi, and in the Akhbar Mecca Al-Faqihi and others. And like I said, it's also narrated from Jabir radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. Similarly, that Salatun fi Masjid Al-Haram, in the narration of Jabir, as reported in Akhbar Mecca Al-Faqihi, he says that as Jabir radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salatun fil masjidi al-harami miyat alf, it's 100,000. Wa fi masjidi alf, and in my masjid, meaning in Medina, is 1,000. Wa fi masjid bayt al-maqdis khamsumiyya, and in the Masjid in Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis, is 500. Meaning that the reward of the prayer in the Masjid in Mecca, the Masjid al-Haram, is 100,000, and the reward for the prayer in the Masjid in Nabawi in Medina is 1,000, and the prayer in Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem is 500. Yani the reward, 500 yani rewards for this kind of prayer. In any case, some of these narrations are varying the wording, but most of them have the same and almost similar connotation in terms of the meaning that they are yani conveying. Okay, so after this, one more word left here, and that is Masjidi Hadha. One more expression that came here, Masjidi Hadha, in this hadith. They said Hadha, this word Hadha, ism ishara, yani the demonstrative pronoun that comes after Masjidi Hadha. It is huna, in this yani siyak, in this expression, it came as a na'at. Yani this word here, Masjidi Hadha, the word Hadha, it came in this expression as a na'at, yani a sifa, which is an adjective which describes or qualifies yani the word before it. So it is qualifying Masjidi yani by specifying it, yani Masjidi has this Masjid of mine. So this is a not, and then they give us some examples of how it's used, for example, and we should keep in mind and remember that the not has to agree with the man'ut, right? This is from the rules that we learned in Medina Book 1, that the not has to agree with the man'ut. The adjective, it has to agree with the word that it's describing. Okay, so we will see here that it agrees with it in gender, in number, and so on. Okay, so the examples that they gave us, number one, خُذْ دَفْتَرَكَ هَذَا. What is the meaning? خُذْ دَفْتَرَكَ هَذَا. Take this notebook of yours. دَفْتَر means notebook. دَفْتَرَكَ خُذْ دَفْتَرَكَ يعني دَفْتَر means notebook. دَفْتَرَكَ means your notebook. And hadha is a not describing it, and it has to agree with, what is it agreeing with, hadha? Is it agreeing with daftar, the noun, or ka, the pronoun? Daftar. It's agreeing with daftar. It's agreeing with daftar, even though daftar and the pronoun ka, both of them are masculine, and both of them are singular, but in any case here, it is a not for daftar. It's describing your daftar. Khud daftaraka. Hadha, daftar is masculine and singular, and hadha is ism ishara for something masculine and singular. Second example, ماذا في حقيبتك هذه. ماذا في حقيبتك هذه. What is the meaning? What is in this briefcase? Or yeah, huh? Or what? Briefcase or bag. Naam. Haqiba is a bag or a briefcase like this. Yani. Mada fi haqibatika hadihi. Hadihi here, yani, is the not describing what? Qualifying which word? Haqiba. And you know the haqiba, right? Ends with tar marbuta, but we don't see a tar marbuta here. Why? Where does the tar marbuta go? From haqibatuka. What happened to the tar marbuta in haqibatika? Haqiba. Because the damir. What about the damir? Because of the damir, it's not there. That's true, but I don't know if that's clear to a person who doesn't know what that means. Now, because tar mabuta has to be the last letter of a word. Tar mabuta can only be at the end of a word. Okay, so this original word, yani is haqiba, right? Haqiba, which means a bag or a briefcase, it ends with ta marbuta. But ta marbuta can only be the last letter of a word. It can never be followed by any other letter in the same word. So whenever you attach a suffix to a word that ends with ta marbuta, then you have to change it to ta maftuha, to a regular ta. So the ta marbuta originally was there, but because we attach the pronoun to the end of it as a suffix, so the ta marbuta is changed to ta maftuha, the regular open ta with two dots, instead of the closed ta with two dots also, but it's closed, right? Marbuta means it's tied or closed. So this word is feminine, And therefore the adjective describing it also has to be feminine, and that's why we have حَقِيبَتِكَ هَذِهِ. هَذِهِ is feminine singular. The third example they gave us, مَاذَا يَدْرُسُ إِبْنُكَ هَذَا. What is the meaning? مَاذَا يَدْرُسُ إِبْنُكَ هَذَا.
Where does your
this son of yours, this son of yours study? And where are mother? I'm sorry, somebody got me with that one. What does this son of yours study? What mother yadrusu ibnuka hada? In this particular example, hada is a not describing which word? Huh? What? Ibnu. It's describing Ibnu. This son of yours. Ibn is masculine singular, so Hada is masculine singular. Any question about this? Yani Hada being used as a not. Okay, after this, let's look at these are the points that we wanted to convey concerning this particular hadith in terms of the grammar and meaning. Now we'll look at the exercises on page 29 and page 30. Okay, on page 29, on top of the page, the first group of exercises. And the Aleph says, Ajib amma ya'ti. Answer concerning what follows. First question. Ma al murad bi masjidi hadha. What is the meaning of the question?
What is the.
What is what? Murad. What does murad mean? Nobody? What? Mada? Murad. What is the meaning of murad? Okay, ma al murad. What is the intended, the intent of bi masjidi hadha? What is intended when the Prophet ﷺ said masjidi hadha? What did he intend by this? What did he mean by this? Now, al masjid al nabawi. Al masjid al nabawi. Al murad means the intent. What is intended? What is the maqsood of something? When somebody says, yani, we're going to go and get it. Yani, they mean it what? Yani, what do they mean by that? Okay, so there has to be some intent behind a word that's not clear. So Masjid Hadha, he means by it, and Masjid al-Nabawi. Second question, Aina al-Masjid al-Nabawi. Aina al-Masjid al-Nabawi. What is the meaning of the question? Where is the Masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Naam. Over this side, Abdul Karim. Al-Masjid al-Nabawi fil Medina. Naam, fil Medina. Al-Masjid al-Nabawi is in Medina. Al-Medina al-Nabawi. Number three, Aina al-Masjid al-Haram? Aina al-Masjid al-Haram? Abu Bakr. Al-Masjid al-Haram bi Makkata. Bi Makkata. Why is Makkata with Fatha after B, after a preposition? Because Mamnu min al-Sarf. The words that are Mamnu min al-Sarf, generally, if they are majrur, they don't take kasra, but rather they take fatha in place of it. Okay. Number four. As-sahihun am khata'un ma ya'ati. As-sahihun am khata'un ma ya'ati. Is it correct or a mistake? What follows? And is it sahih or khata'? Is it correct or incorrect? Okay, somebody read the first sentence. Tell us the meaning and then tell if it's correct or not. Now. Naam, salatun fi masjid al-Nabawi afdalu min alfi salatin fi ma siwahu. Is this correct or incorrect? Is sahih? It's khata. Yeah, well, it's incomplete, it's incorrect. Incomplete, it's incorrect. It would be correct if you said, except. But he didn't say except. He just made it mutlaq, absolutely. It's better than Yani, no, he's not trying to trick you. Better than 1,000 prayers in whatever is besides it. Yani, included in whatever is besides it is Masjid al-Haram. So if we're including that, no, it's not correct. Okay, next statement. Somebody read it, tell us the meaning, and tell us if it's correct or not. Naam, fadlu. You want to read?
No.
Naam.
As-salat.
Not as-salatu, salatun.
As-salatun, right,
Salatun.
Salatun.
Naam. Salatun.
You got the definite article.
Where are you reading from?
Okay, I'm from down to the middle. No,
my
Nabawi. أقدر
أفضل
أفضل من ألف صلاة صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد.
One more word. The next line.
مسجد
الحرام. صلاة في مسجد النبوي أفضل من ألف صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد الحرام. What is the meaning?
The prayer in the Prophet Masjid.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Is superior. Than 1,000 salats.
Fima siwahu.
In the masjid.
In any other masjid besides it. Illa al masjid al haram. The meaning, one prayer in the Prophet's masjid is better than 1,000 prayers in any other prayer besides in any other masjid besides it, except al-Masjid al-Haram. This is what? Sahih. Okay, no problem. Next one. Somebody read. Next one. Nasir. نعم الصلاة في مسجد الحرام أفضل من الصلاة في المسجد النبوي. Which is that? صحيح. He says صحيح. نعم. يعني the prayer in the sacred masjid is better, superior to the prayer in the Prophet's masjid. This is correct. نعم. Next sentence. Somebody read. Shuaib. نبوي. في مسجد ال أو مسجد مسجد الحرامي. نعم. الصلاة في المسجد النبوي أفضل من الصلاة في المسجد الحرامي. نعم. The meaning is what? شعيب. Now, the prayer in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better or superior to the prayer in the sacred masjid. Is this sahih or khata? Khata. This khata. Okay. Question number 5. Imla al faragat bi kalimatin munasibatin. Yani imla al faragat means what? Fill in the blanks or the empty spaces bi kalimatin. With words that are munasiba, suitable, appropriate, fitting words. Yani words that fit there, that are suitable for to make the sentence make sense. Okay? Okay, somebody take the first one, read it and fill in the space. Read it and fill in the space. Naam, Fadl, Abu Bakr. Naam, Salatun. في مسجد النبوي أفضل من in the blank space should be what? ألفي من ألفي صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد الحرام. يعني one prayer in the Prophet's masjid is better than 1,000 prayers in other masjids besides it except the sacred masjid meaning in Mecca. Next sentence. Somebody read it. Now I'm filling the blank. Nasir.
Salam.
من مئة ألف
من مئة ألف صلاة فيها فيما سواه إلا المسجد النبوي.
نعم صلاة في مسجد الحرام في المسجد الحرام أفضل من مئة ألف مئة with a single كسرة because it's مضاف ألف with a single كسرة because it's the second مضاف. مئتي ألفي صلاة فيما سواه إلا المسجد الحرام. يعني in the blank space should be مئتي يعني because what? من أفضل من من مئتي ألفي مئتي ألفي صلاة. And here we have men making mia majroor. And this is mudaf, so it takes a single vowel. This is mudaf on ilay, this makes it majroor. And then this is also mudaf to salat, so this also takes a single vowel, and it makes this majroor. Okay, so please pay attention sometime to these constructions, but the word that should be here, it should be miat alf. Miati alfi salatin. Miati alfi. And this mia sometimes is written yani with an aleph also, mia like this. Both of these are correct. Mi, a, t. You can write it either way. Both of them are correct. Okay, after this, turn to the next page, 29. Top of the page, one more sentence from the previous question, number 5. Somebody read it and fill in the blank space. Naam, who didn't read yet? Somebody who didn't read yet? Who wants to read? Who didn't read? Did you read yet? You read, huh? Okay, anybody wants to read who didn't read? Alright, Fadl, Shuaib.
Salatu fil masjid al harama.
Harami. Fi al masjid al harami. It's a not.
Al harami afdalu min miati al salatun.
Salatin. Mudafun ilayhi majroor.
Salatin fil masjid al nawawi.
Naam. Naam. Salatun. في المسجد الحرام أفضل with ضمة من مئتي with كسرة صلاة مئتي صلاة مضاف مضاف إليه مئتي صلاة في المسجد النبوي. The word that should be in the blank space here is من مئتي. مئتي should be here. يعني the meaning of it is what? صلاة في مسجد الحرام. A prayer, one prayer, salatun, in the sacred masjid is better than miyati salatin, 100, better than 100 prayers in al-masjid al-Nabawi. Better than 100 prayers in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani as far as other masjids, it's better than them by what? 100,000, by 100,000. And this shows us the great virtue and any of the prayer in these places, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has designated certain places to have virtue over other places, and certain times to have virtue over other times, and it's upon us to know that these places or these times, etc., or these acts are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than other acts or other places or other times. It's upon us to know that and to act upon it. Okay, question number 6. اذكر حديثا في فضل المسجد النبوي الشريف. What is the meaning?
Mention a
hadith في يعني concerning or about what? فضلي the what? The virtue or the excellence or the superiority. فضلي فضلي المسجد النبوي الشريف. The excellence or the virtue or the superiority of the yani Masjid An-Nabawi al-Sharif. Sharif means noble. Yani the noble Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody mention a hadith. Yani our hadith for discussion today. Naam, did you read the hadith today? No. This hadith. Today's hadith. Go ahead, read it.
An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salatun fi masjidi hadha khairun min alfi salatin fima siwahu illa masjid illa al-masjid al-harama.
Ahsant. Reported by muttafaqan alayh. Naam. And it's permissible. You could have said rawahu Bukhari Muslim, but here it came muttafaqan alayh. We want to try to memorize it the way we got it for practicing yani preciseness in our memorization. Tayyib, number 7. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث يعني the hadith صلاة في مسجد هذا. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث. نعم عبد الحق, we haven't heard from you today. نعم, he said أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه هو الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث. طيب, The second part of this question, وَمَنَ الْمُحَدِّثُ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَهُ. What is the meaning of the question? وَمَنَ الْمُحَدِّثُ. Yani the first question is, who is the companion who narrated this hadith? And the second part of the question is, who is the muhaddith, the scholar of hadith? الَّذِي أَخْرَجَهُ. Yani who collected this hadith. Yani who brought us, yani the hadith, with its chain of narration and the recognition of its sources, where it came from. Who is the muhaddith? Naam. I'm sorry, huh? يعني المحدث الذي أخرجه يعني هما البخاري الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم رحمهم الله رحمة واسعة. طيب, the second group of questions here, there are three questions and we close with this. ما معنى في ما سواه. ما معنى. What is the meaning of ما معنى? What is the meaning? What is the meaning of في ما سواه? أي في غيره. يعني A means IE. That is, يعني the meaning of في ما سواه, يعني في غيره. Meaning في غير مسجد هذا. يعني في غير المسجد النبوي. يعني في ما سواه means in other than it. In other than the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Question number 2. هاتي مثالا لاسم إشارة وقع نعتا. هاتي مثالا. What is the meaning? Give an example, huh? لإسم الإشارة. What is إسم إشارة? No, what is the meaning of إسم إشارة? Translate. Demonstrative pronoun. إسم إشارة means a demonstrative pronoun. Like this or that or those or these. Naam, demonstrative pronoun. So it says here, give an example of an إسم إشارة, a demonstrative pronoun. وقع نعتن. What is the meaning of وقع نعتن? Huh? Waqa means it came, it occurred as the adjective. Yana ism ishara that occurred in this in a sentence as an adjective. It came as an adjective in that sentence. Okay, give us an example of an ism ishara that came as a na'at, as a sifa, as an adjective in a sentence. Naam. Naam. You got one? Uh-huh. Hold on, slow down. Huh? Oh, now you want to give us a hadith. Sayyid, give us another example from yourself now. Or from another hadith, or from the Quran, someplace else. Quran? Whatever. Any, but it has to be ism ishara, came as a na'at. And if it comes as a na'at, means it's going to come after an idafa construction. Naam. Al-mawz hadha. Yani, the normal order for that would be لا تأخل هذا الموز. Why does هذا in these examples come after? It's because it's coming after construct phrase, and that so that for that reason has to come after. So give an example, the same like the examples they gave us. Yani just like, remember the examples they gave us. In every example they gave us, yani you'll see, if you pay attention carefully, you'll see the examples they gave us. خذ دفترك. This is an idafa construction. دفترك هذا. Second example, حقيبتك هذه. إضافة construction, حقيبتك. حقيبتك. ماذا يدرس ابنك هذا. In each one of these constructions, they gave us the إضافة construction, يعني a word with a pronoun connected to it, followed by the اسم إشارة as a نعت. نعم. خذ كتابك هذا. نعم. كتابك هذا. This book of yours. نعم. شويب. بيتك هذه. But بيت is masculine or feminine? Somebody. Masculine. So it should be بيتك هذا جميل. نعم. You have one. عبد الحق. أحب درسك هذا. This lesson. نعم. ما شاء الله. This lesson of yours. طيب. Alright. After this, the last question. املا الفراغ فيما يأتي. Fill in the blanks or the spaces in what follows. بمعدود وربط بالشكل. يعني fill in the blank space with a معدود. What is a معدود? The thing that's been counted. يعني the adad is the number, right? The adad is the number, and the معدود is the thing that has been numbered. يعني the thing that has been counted. the thing that has been counted or numbered. So for example, if you say six pens, six is the number, the adad, and pens is the thing that's being numbered, the ma'adud, right? So we want a ma'adud in this space, fill in the space with a ma'adud, and then put in the vowelings for it. Indi, alfu, what? Rialin. Indi, alfu, rialin. What else can we say? Indi, alfu, dolarin. Indi, alfu, something else. Indi, alfu, huh?
Dinarin.
Dinarin. Indi, alfu, sayaratin. MashaAllah. Does anybody have 1,000 cars at all? Anybody? Huh? Who? Kutubi? Oh, kutub. Yani indi alf kutubin. What's wrong with that sentence right there? Yani alf and mia, the ma'adud for alf and mia has to be singular. Mufrad majroor. Mufrad majroor. It has to be singular. Mudafun ilayhi majroor. The ma'adud for alf and mia is always going to be singular and majroor. And if for the numbers from 3 to 10, it's going to be what?
Plural.
It's going to be plural majroor. And the rest of the numbers, 11 to 99, are going to be what?
Mansoob.
Singular, mansoob, mufrad, mansoob. These are rules that we learned in book 1 and book 2. Naam, akhi.
Example?
Go ahead. في هذه الجامعة ألف طالب ألف طالب. Okay, we're going to stop here inshallah. Actually the time has already elapsed on us, but I just want to read the hadith for next week, so that whoever needs to practice it before you come back to class. The next hadith is hadith number 13. It's a hadith from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات يشرك بالله شيئا دخل النار وقلت أنا من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. Okay, what is the meaning of this? من مات يشرك بالله شيئا. Whoever dies while he is committing shirk, associating something as a partner or equal with Allah, يعني دخل النار, he has entered the hellfire. وقلت أنا, and the narrator of the hadith, that is Abdul Mas'ud, is saying, and I am saying, this is not from the Prophet, this is what I'm saying, what I understand from it, من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. Whoever dies and he has not been making shirk, and he dies in a condition where he is not making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any, not associating anything with him, then he has entered the paradise. Okay, one more time. An Abdillahi with Kasra. Abdillahi ibni with Kasra. Mas'udin with Kasratain. An Abdillahi ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من مات يشرك بالله شيئا, whoever dies while committing, making something as a partner with Allah, دخل النار, then he has entered the hellfire. وقلت أنا, and I am saying, من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة, that whoever dies while not associating anything as a partner with Allah, he will enter the paradise. رواه البخاري ومسلم. Notice that he didn't say متفق عليه, right? He said in this report, he said يعني رواه البخاري ومسلم, so it's permissible. يعني رواه البخاري ومسلم يعني is the origin, يعني that is reported by البخاري ومسلم, but the expression that's used in يعني technical language in مصطلح حديث, if you don't want to mention all the names, you can just say متفق عليه, and it means البخاري and مسلم. متفق عليه refers to Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, we're going to stop here. We're going to start the next class in 2 minutes. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.